This is your home for sports talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
Altuve hits the community leaderboard sign, basically on the train tracks. Train number 27 has just left Union Station. Astros lead 4-3.
Urias is up with it. The throw to first just in time to get Harris. And the A's capture the opening game of this series as they hold on tonight to win by the final score of 2-1.
This is your all-sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The Team.
Rangers are losing ground. Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin, we are in the Mansour Law Firm studio on 92.1 FM, The Team.
Puck is dropped, and we're underway for Game 5. Sent in, starts on it, shot, score immediately. Wyatt Johnston, 9 seconds in. Welcome to Dallas, indeed.
All right, the Dallas Stars all over Colorado last night. They can score, the Rangers can't, but the Dallas Stars can.
Yeah, the Rangers, here we go again, same old Rangers. I mean, they can't score. Struggling to beat the A's. They were up just last week, 2 games in the division, and now they're in third place.
Jose Altuve, by the way, talked himself out of the leadoff spot last night. He's batting number 2 and hit a home run to prove it.
I guess he will. It worked out then.
And, you know, maybe he's right. I mean, maybe it's time for him to move out of the leadoff spot. He's done that for, what, a decade and a half of the Astros and helped them win 2 World Series and play in Cup 2 or 3 more. So, but maybe it's time for Altuve to step down in the lineup out of the leadoff spot. And the Rangers, well, I'm starting to get discouraged. Now, I got to remind myself, we're only 29 games into the season.
Yeah, but they're red flags, right?
They're red flags out there. These guys cannot hit the ball. They hit 6 lousy hits last
night. And 8 strikeouts, I believe.
Are you kidding me?
No. Nope.
I mean, 1 run, you get beat by the A's.
Again.
2-1 again.
By the A's. Can't beat the A's.
They've lost 3 out of 4 to the Athletics. Come on, guys.
Yep.
I mean,
they can't score runs. Dead last in all of baseball.
On paper.
Yeah.
They've scored less runs than the Rockies, who've won 4 games.
That's bad.
Yet they're still above 500.
They are. For how much longer, though?
But right now, if you ask me today, right now they have the look of a fourth-place team.
Yeah. I mean, they're headed to fourth place.
The Angels may be just bad enough that
they stay ahead of them, yeah.
But right now, these guys look like fourth-place ball club to me. Now, that could change tonight.
It can change.
But, you know, you're now looking at game number 30 tonight. Again, that's less than a fifth of the way through the season, and I get it. But you're also, you know, you're also about a month and a week into the season. And so at some point, 30 games in, somebody ought to crank it up.
Well,
and nobody has, and they got beat 2-1 last night by the Athletics, basically a glorified minor league baseball team.
Yeah.
With some good players on the team. They've got some good young players because they're the A's.
Yeah, good enough to beat the Rangers. I mean, their only series win in Sacramento is against the Rangers. And they just can't score runs, and that's been a problem from the beginning, and it hasn't gotten better.
They're getting spanked by a homeless team, basically.
I know.
They've lost 3 out of 4 to the A's.
To the A's.
And it's starting to tick me off. I mean, I'm starting to get a little bit discouraged. Now, again, I have to keep reminding myself that we're only a fifth of the way through, less than a fifth of the way through the season. But is anybody out there alarmed
Are
about the Rangers? 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Am I overreacting?
Probably not, but I mean, it's still
early. Oh, I probably am.
Yeah, you probably, maybe. But I don't, because the signs are still, I mean, they're red flags, right? I mean, we keep saying the offense has got to get going at some point. It's still early. But, I mean, if it keeps going down this road, what are the chances they get it going? They never did get it going last year.
They never did.
They never did. So,
look, I'm still optimistic.
Yeah.
But, man, the Colorado Rockies, who won 4 games, have outscored the Rangers.
They're dead last in run production per game.
So, is anybody out there concerned?
They were 2 games up in the division just last week.
Am I just whining here on a Tuesday?
No, I mean, because there are red flags. I think there's reason to be concerned, mainly because they never got it going last season, even though we thought they would. And then the same thing is happening this year. In fact, they're scoring fewer runs this year than they did last season. So, that is a concern.
Maybe the Mavericks should have traded Luka to the Warriors and got Jimmy Butler. That dude played hurt last night, put up 27.
They're a different team. They're not a 7 seed with Jimmy Butler in the lineup.
Now, that guy, Now, and again, he's from Houston. Why can't the Mavericks go sign him as a free agent?
But, you know, at some point, he'll be ready to leave Golden State, and he's going to do everything in his power to get out of there.
I mean, he's from the Houston area, but bring him back to Texas. Come on, guys, go get, you know, you're talking about D, your old what's-his-face, the shoe salesman. That's the general manager.
Nico,
thank you. He's a damn shoe salesman from Nike. Okay.
Yeah.
So their shoe salesman general manager talks about defense. Well, go get Jimmy Butler. Figure out a way to bring him into Dallas.
Well, I mean, again,
put him on that team.
Buckets is the difference maker on that team. They are not
injured. He had 27 last night.
And Houston is getting shafted.
And the Houston, yeah, right. Well, who cares?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not a Rockets fan.
Why aren't you?
But I mean,
they're pretty good. They've
I don't
pretty
dislike
good
them, but I'm not.
They're two seed.
You know.
Yeah.
But they're now down 3-1. Golden State, you know what? Golden State, Oklahoma City may be so good it may not matter.
I don't know.
It may not matter.
Oklahoma City's pretty good, but I mean, you just never know.
But
you
know,
got the experience of a Steph Curry in the Warriors.
I think because the Lakers are going to get beat. I mean,
are
they're
you
down
sure
3-1.
With LeBron and Luka? You can't count them out yet.
Not
I mean,
yet.
It looks
no.
like
they got to finish
looks
them off.
Like, yeah, it looks like they're done.
But see, I think it would be a Western final. I'm not even sure. They're in the same bracket. I need to look at the brackets. But let's say it was Golden State and Oklahoma City. Now, you're talking about a young team against a bunch of cagey old vets.
That's right. That would be kind of fun to watch. And you can't count out Golden State, especially with Jimmy.
Steph Curry.
Buckets.
Crazy Draymond Green.
He's an enforcer. He's still enforcing.
Who's nuts.
Got technical last night. Right. Almost got another.
Just crazy. Yeah. You know, but just crazy enough to be scary.
Yeah, you kind of
Butler.
Need something like that.
You know, I mean, I think that would be kind of fun.
It would be fun. Long way to go.
I'd pay attention to that.
Yeah, long way to go, but it could be fun. Clippers are still in the mix. I mean, you know, because Kawhi is healthy for a change in the postseason.
I'm still not on board with the NBA playoffs. I'll get more into it next round.
Yeah.
But I just have a hard time with the NBA playoffs early on. I do.
Those play-in teams are getting blasted. Miami lost by 55 points last night.
Yeah.
They trailed at one point by 60 points.
Yeah, and Pat Riley, I mean, they were showing some him there. He's just sitting there kind of taking it last night, but they
playoff game. Come on, man.
55 right. points.
Yeah.
Look, should we is it too early to be concerned about the Rangers? 592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open. DeGrom pitches tonight. These dudes had one run and six hits last night.
And eight strikeouts, I think.
Now, J.P. Sears has kind of been hard on the Rangers, and that's fine. But come on, man. You know, you're paying these guys a whole lot of money. They stay hurt all the time.
They do. It's a good-looking lineup on paper.
On paper, it is.
It's not producing. Not yet. Now, it's still early, but how? I mean, it won't be early for long. And, again, they had trouble last season.
Now, again, of all the pro sports teams that we followed, the Rangers are the one I'm probably most invested in.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I probably am. Don't ask me why, but I probably am.
Yeah, okay, makes sense to me.
So I probably sound more like a homer and a fan and a disgruntled fan than I do a broadcaster right now, maybe. When it comes to the Rangers. Cowboys, grew up on the Cowboys, prefer that they win, don't lose a minute's sleep when they don't.
Right.
Makes it sometimes more fun to do a talk show when we had last year,
yeah,
you and I know
they,
this,
yeah.
they were so bad
that people checked out
on us. And we didn't get much. What I've always enjoyed about a Cowboy game is when they lose the next day, the anger comes out. But I didn't think people, at the end of the season last year, people didn't even care enough to
didn't
gripe
get a whole
anymore.
Lot of that.
Right? Did they?
No, I think that's right.
I mean, did our call volume of people who would call and say these guys stink, other than Tommy, who's been off the Cowboy bandwagon for so long,
he has been.
I love him. Tommy, we love you, but, you know, you're starting to sound like a broken record on the Cowboys. I get it. I mean, you may be right. I'm not saying you're not right about the Cowboys. They may never win in my lifetime again. Not big. You may be right.
And Michael was the only guy last season that actually thought the Cowboys were going to the playoffs.
Who?
Michael Parsons. Yeah, he believed that too.
I thought they were going to the playoffs. I said 10-7.
Yeah, but not. I'm not talking at the start of the season. I'm talking about when they got down toward the end. He was still thinking they were going to the playoffs. He was like the only guy.
Well, good for him in that, you know, you don't give up.
You can't give up.
You can't give up. I mean, you're a pro athlete.
But then reality checks in.
It's 4:11 on a Tuesday afternoon. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. All right, let's get to the phones. How about that? Jacob on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Jacob, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How are y'all gentlemen doing today?
You're going to talk me off a ledge, or you're going to kind of build me up here?
Well, unfortunately, I'm kind of here to agree with you. As someone who listens to the Rangers just about every day that they're on, it is frustrating to just lose games 2-1, 3-2. Like, we'll go out there, we'll have excellent pitching. You know, Dagner shut them down, and we can't get more than 3-4 hits in a game. Mm-hmm. Like, how many millions we got to pay for y'all to swing the bat right? I'm not trying to be too discouraged, because you're correct, we're so early into the season, but if this is what we're looking at, and if the AL West is all going to be in this tight race, I don't see the Rangers coming out up top unless we can start swinging. And the crazy thing is when we won the World Series, we couldn't pitch for nothing, but we could score 15 runs a game. Yeah. And then we win the World Series, and now we forgot how to hit the ball. And it's most of the same guys.
Their on-base percentage is .265. Their OPS is .589, which is among the worst in baseball. Now, Lankford is an all-star. He's hitting .324, and he has 6 homers and 9 RBIs. He'd have more RBIs or more guys on base.
But they're not.
They're not getting enough traffic on base right now. I mean, that's a big problem. That's what the on-base percentage means. You know, they're not getting enough base traffic to really be as good as they need to be.
We can barely draw a walk at this point. It's just striking out.
Yeah, they had the fewest walks. Now, that might have changed, but, I mean, up to last week, maybe the week before, they had the fewest walks in all the baseball. So, yeah, not enough traffic on the bases.
All right, I was looking at individual stats. Team stats for the Rangers, their team batting average is .224. Their on-base percentage, .275. And their OPS is .648. These are not a high dollar OPS should be somewhere in the high 8s, low 9s. I mean, that's at least in the low 9s.
Yeah, and they're absolutely. Not there.
I don't know.
But it just wanted to show you that a lot of us are in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
It's okay to be disgruntled. I'm a curmudgeon myself. That's why I love listening to y'all so much.
Well, we don't want to be.
You are a curmudgeon. I am not. I am.
I'm the glass half full. You're the glass half full guy. And you know what? I don't mean to be that way, folks. If I am, if I ever get too over the top, tell me that I am. Hey.
No, it's
Bill,
always
you
always
need to, you
fun,
need to just shut up, okay?
Or no, something it's more fun this way. Jacob.
So you're a curmudgeon, is that right, Jacob?
Yes, I'm a fan of a lot of bad teams. So sports is a love hate relationship. I love to hate the teams that I love. I guess.
Yeah. Well, and again, I just look at the talent on this team. There's potential here. These guys should be hitting. And they're not, and I obviously the manager doesn't know why, because
he can't figure it out yet,
and he's confident as he is supposed to be. He's backing his guys, and I applaud him for that, as well he should, that he believes that they will hit, and it is still early. But I looked at that score last night, and I'll tell you, they're down 2-1 in the sixth, and I'm sitting there going, that's how it's going to end.
Yeah.
I had no confidence that they were going to come back and win the game at the bottom of the ninth inning last night. I just didn't. Maybe I should.
Yeah. Even at home, and we're still struggling. But, new month coming up soon. Maybe we'll start swinging.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks
a
lot.
Jacob. Thanks.
I got to get a better attitude.
I don't have to. I think you probably passed that time.
I'm just frustrated. Again, it's so early. I got to keep telling myself we are less than a fifth of the way through this season. But let's say a month from now, okay, by the end of May, I think we start to see a little bit about it. Now, teams get hot after the All-Star break and do great things. I know this comes to pass.
Okay.
But 2 months into the season, you are starting to get a feel for what a team might be. I think, these guys can pitch. They need help on defense. General managers still have to look at it that way, because they got this trade deadline to think about. And so they have to start thinking about whether we are a buyer or a seller. So it's okay, because they have to start making some decisions about their team. By mid-June, these general managers have to decide whether we're a contender or a pretender, and whether we want to buy or sell, because the players expect help in the final stretch of the season. So if they believe that we have a chance to win something, then they need to go make some moves. But then I had Evan Grant telling us last week, I asked him, I said, they're going to add some hitter. He believes that their big offseason signing was
his bat, yeah.
Was Jock Peterson.
That's what's supposed to be, right?
That was the bat they signed in the offseason. Well, maybe old Jock turns it around, but right now he's hitting a buck. He's hitting 100.
Dang.
He's hitting 100.
And went 0-41 before he ended that.
His on-base percentage is .203 and his slug is .171.
Mm, but that's the bat thing.
His OPS is .374. Now, he has a history, and we know that based on his history that this guy should be,
he should be a
25-home run guy, and he can heat up. And we hope it happens. But, man, I mean, he's had 70 at-bats and played 25 ball games, and he has a grand total of 7 base hits.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, I think it's okay to be concerned based on what we saw last year. We thought they would get the bats going last year. They never did.
Jake Berger's a wonderful guy. We interviewed him at spring training.
Great guy.
180. On base percentage, .211.
Mm.
He's the first baseman. Last year he hit 30 home runs. He's got 3 right now, and he's knocked in 11. But, man,
where do you go? But it's still early. We have to keep telling ourselves.
No, I am. Is it too early to start worrying about the Ranger bats?
Probably not.
592-5200. Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open this afternoon. Mickey coming up a bit later on, 5 o'clock hour. We'll open the phones and take your calls. We'll be talking to Mick, obviously, about the NFL draft. DeGrom pitches tonight for the Rangers as they try to take game 2 of this series. So go get him, Jacob. He's, by the way, 0-1 with a .333 earned run average.
Yeah, he hasn't been as sharp since his first outing. But
yeah,
pitching,
but still, .333 is a great. Yeah,
yeah, pitching has been good enough to win games.
I mean, their pitching is good enough. They should be. But my fear is at 15 and 14 that they're starting to slide. They're no longer in first place. And the Astros are starting to hit the ball. And, this looks like right now, this looks like a fourth place team to me.
It kind of looks like that, right? They're tied in third right now with the A's, right?
They look like a fourth place club to me right now. It's 418. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. 418 on the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in fall and winter and cool in the spring and summer. TDI has also returned to its roots as an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. TDI has now added gas logs and cozy heat fireplaces. It's another perfect way to stay warm in the winter while adding a new look to the inside of your home. Come see their selection of 6 different ventless logs and 6 different vented logs in their showroom on 5th Street. TDI is an authorized cozy heat fireplace dealer. They are fireplace experts in both installation and service. East Texas winters and summers can be brutal, but a TDI home will always be comfortable. TDI is offering a $99.95 winter tune-up special. A TDI home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. Now might be the time to let TDI, your local independent train dealer, help you with a train high-efficiency system with zero interest on approved equipment. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. See them at TDIAir.com. That's TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number 89066.
He told us he fell in love with her in high school. He couldn't keep his eyes off her. His heart raced when she was anywhere near. There was no other girl in this world. And he found out later she'd fallen in love with him too. But through a strange miscommunication and interference from someone who didn't want them to be together, they went separate ways after high school. But they never stopped loving each other. I'm Judy of Jim's Jewelers. As God and luck and the stars would have it, some years later they bumped carts, literally ran into each other in a grocery store. The spark, the chemistry was instant and stronger than ever. The light in her eyes, that flush in his cheeks. And now he was buying her an engagement diamond. This time he said, nothing comes between us. When you found your one love, we're here at Jim's Jewelers to help you love her and keep her forever. You can check us out on our website at jimsjewelers.com or 2009 Old Troop Highway in Tyler.
You're out of town, but you need to let the neighbor into your house.
The old way of garage door openers is obsolete now.
That's Todd Epperson, general manager of Overhead Door Systems of Tyler.
If you're across the ocean and you need to open that garage door, as long as you have an internet connection, you can open your garage door from anywhere.
When your garage door system comes from Overhead Door, it comes with expert installation and top-notch customer service.
When we come and change out your garage door, we're going to go through the instructions with you. We're going to show you the features. We're going to make sure that you are comfortable. We're going to clean up. We're going to make your garage look better than it did when we showed up. Your house is going to look better with the new garage door. We warranty our installation for 1 year.
A trusted reputation earned in more than 40 years serving East Texas. See what Overhead Door Systems can do for you at overheaddoorsystems.com. Residential and commercial. Overheaddoorsystems.com.
Butler Alignment and Brake is one of the most respected car care centers in East Texas, and it's a lot more than just brakes and alignments. Get your oil changed, your AC checked and repaired if needed, along with other routine maintenance. Butler Alignment and Brake is an ASE-certified shop with an A-plus rating from the BBB. They're the best at brake and alignment, but think Butler Brake and Alignment for complete car care on all makes, foreign and domestic. Locally owned in Tyler on Front Street and on the web at butleralignmentandbrake.com. That's butleralignmentandbrake.com.
The Kevin and Janine Lilly McDonald's team is one of the best in Texas with 22 East Texas locations and over 1,000 employees, all committed to quality food, clean stores, and great service. Join the team at McHire.com. That's MCHire.com. Flexible hours, competitive pay, paid vacation, career advancement opportunities, scholarship programs, and much more. Lilly Enterprises McDonald's also support programs like the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars team. Find out more at LillyMCD.com. That's LillyMCD.com.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
The Eagles scored a touchdown on their signature play, the tush push. You know what that is? Or is some, I hope they keep that play, Coach. I don't know. But, you know, they're talking about getting rid of that play, I understand. They should keep it. What do you think, Saquon? I like it. It's sort of exciting and different. I would like to see something done. I'd like to go back to the regular kickoff, however. We don't like that kickoff where nobody's moving. The ball's in the air, nobody's moving, but I won't ask the coach or Lane or any of the people about that. But as a fan, I don't know. I'm not sure, Jeffrey. Or some of the people, they call it the brotherly shove.
Thank you, Mr. President, for having us here. We also appreciate the endorsement for the tush push. We really appreciate that.
Donald Trump and Nick Sirianni, the Eagles, were at the White House yesterday. People forget that Trump once owned a pro football team. He owned the New Jersey Generals of the United States Football League way back in the 80s. He's the guy that got Herschel Walker out of college at Georgia to go play a year early and started a trend. And he's always been a football fan. Welcome back into the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. Back to the phones. On the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, Jeff, good afternoon, buddy. What's up?
Well, how are you fine gentlemen doing today?
He liked that I was such a curmudgeon. Yeah. Am I a curmudgeon? I'm sorry, Jeff, if I am.
Well, you can be a curmudgeon and a gentleman at the same time. Now,
okay.
I wasn't going to call in, but I was sitting in the drive thru at the CVS, and you called the Mavericks general manager, that shoe salesman, and I just busted out laughing, and the lady behind the glass thought I'd lost my mind.
He's a Nike shoe salesman.
He was.
Yeah. He might be going back
I want to give you some glasses half full information here, just to make you feel better.
Good.
Yeah. The Rangers are 15-13, 15-14.
15-14.
Okay. Extrapolate that out. That's 90 wins. Would you take 90 wins?
Sure, but this can't. This is not sustainable. This is not sustainable.
This is not sustainable. You can't score one or two runs. I'm like you. I'm very frustrated. I'm glad they're above 500, but if this continues, they're gonna slide, and it's gonna get. As Whitey Herzog said, you can't lose the. You can't lose the division in April, win it in April, but you can sure lose it. They can probably sure lose it if they don't have a good May.
Well, they've had a good start by and large. They're still above 500. It's amazing to me that they're 15-14, scored three runs a game. But it's not
sustainable.
Yeah, when
you look at the batting average, like all those statistics you spit out a minute ago, It's amazing they are where they are. So there's our encouragement for the day for the Rangers. So
thank you.
Kevin, keep them on the up and up, buddy.
It's hard to do, Jeff. That's hard, but I'll try.
Appreciate you, buddy.
All right,
thanks
bye
a lot.
Now.
All right, I feel better already.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, no.
Okay.
David. Hello, David. How you doing today, man?
Hey, Bill. Us old baseball players with emphasis on old and ex-baseball, Longview baseball coaches know there's only certain things you can do when your team's in a batting slump. Mm. You can mix up the lineup. Bochy did that the other day. It lasted for one game. Yep. You can ask the guys to bunt more and try to steal bases. We bunt and popped it up the other night with two on and trying to win the game.
Yep.
There's only so much, you know, you can not take batting practice. You can take batting practice if, you know, there's just so much you can do.
Or you can just throw the ball all over the infield and lose a game
that
way.
Too. Yeah.
You know? Like my little leaguers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But here's the real reason I'm calling in, Bill. You're way too modest. You've gone two or three days now, just been waiting, and you're not telling the fans. And if they didn't read the paper and all that, congratulations to Bill Coates. And there's now a Bill Coates Sports Scholarship that was given out at the banquet the other night. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Well, okay.
It's true.
Tell us. Come on. Don't be modest.
We had our KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Banquet last Thursday, and Dr. Mejia at TJC wanted to designate one of the scholarships to a TJC kid as the Bill Coates Scholarship.
That's pretty nice.
Really?
Congratulations.
Really? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yes, I probably should have brought that up.
Thank you. It's cool. It's cool. Young man from Harpney, Landon Smith,
is the first recipient.
I mean, his scholarship named after me would need to be majoring in something. No, I'm just kidding. I was going
to
say.
Only need a 2.0 to get that scholarship.
Kevin, you're bad.
He is bad, isn't he?
Congratulations to Bill Coates, and you joined Jeremy with the sports scholarship.
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
God bless you.
Jeremy Kott, and Jeremy, very appreciate the call. Jeremy Kott, the very worthy journalism major who passed away about a decade ago after a battle with cancer. Great, great young man. But, that's what they tell me. They're naming this scholarship
after me. Yeah, that's cool. That's pretty cool. You
after me.
Took a picture with the big check and everything. Was it a check?
I felt like Happy Gilmore. Had the big check and everything.
That was a big check.
You know, you've seen Happy Gilmore. He's putting all of them in the back seat of his car. I felt like Happy Gilmore.
What do you do with that big old check? Where did it go?
Okay. I don't think you could take it to a Southside or Citizens Bank. I don't think they'd cash that thing
It's pretty big.
Anyway, we had a lot of fun with that, and I appreciate Dr. Mejia. And, of course, you and I are both Apaches.
We both went
to school there. We are alums of the school and do the games, and we have a fine time doing it.
Yes,
Mickey on the backside of the break. It's 429. By the way, we are once again in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call
903-999-9999.
It's 429 on the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
All the same old Texas Rangers. Can't score, which kind of hits close to home. But that's not the case for Mansour Law. In fact, their score is a 98% success rate. 98%. I'm Kevin Simon. If you've been injured in an accident at work or on the road, get ahead of those medical bills and lost wages by calling Mansour Law. Before you call the insurance company at 903-999-9999, they'll review your case for free. You won't owe a dime until they win your case. Mansour is available 24/7, 365 at your home, hospital, Zoom, or by phone at 903-999-9999. Douglas Mansour has a history of winning cases resulting in multi-million dollar payouts for his clients, including a record-breaking award of over $22 million. They've been helping people for over 20 years. If you've been injured, call the Mansour Law Firm 24/7 to schedule a free consultation at 903-999-9999 or visit mansourlawfirm.com.
Vital Earth Resources is an East Texas company with organic soil and garden products like Carlpool Fertilizers, EarthSafe Organics, and Vitazyme, sold in Texas, the U.S., and around the world.
We have a commitment to quality that's really unparalleled in the industry. We guarantee all of our products to work as expected, and they are superior in almost every way.
Company President Scott Hammer.
Vital Earth has a full line of bagged products. These include products like raised bed garden mix, a landscape mix, compost in several different varieties of compost, a bedding soil, and of course all the mulches that you could possibly need to mulch your beds to save water, to protect your plants from insects. And we have a bedding soil, which all you do is excavate your bed, put the bedding soil in, and stand back, watch it grow.
Vital Earth products like Carl Pool and EarthSafe Organics are sold at your local independent dealer or nursery. Learn more about Vitazyme and Vital Earth products at vitalearth.com.
Name a bug, any bug, pest, or insect, and we can take care of it.
There are bowling lanes, left turn lanes, and a lane for pest control. Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Pest control starting at $29 a month.
Fleas, fire ants, wasps, spiders, roaches, bed bugs, mosquitoes, and the big bully, termites. Never had termites? Keep it that way with Centricon, the number one brand for termite protection. Bundle your Centricon protection and save.
Lane Pest Control customers earn up to $150 credit when you refer a new customer to us.
Homes, offices, restaurants, apartments, schools, hospitals, nursing homes, warehouses, industrial.
Discounts for teachers, first responders, veterans, and active military. Tyler, Linden, Mineola, Quitman, Athens, Palestine, Jacksonville, Henderson, Kilgore.
Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Gouldsby Tire Service is more than just tires. Gouldsby is a full-service center for everything your vehicle needs. Celebrating 70 years, Gouldsby Tire Service is a third-generation family-owned business. Now let's talk tires. Gouldsby has everything from ATV and lawn and garden tires to passenger and light truck tires. They even have tractor-trailer tires, including Bandag retreads. Gouldsby stocks both new and nearly new passenger and light truck tires in many sizes at discount prices. If you need new tires and need some help, Gouldsby Tire Service can get you rolling for only $39 down. Now let's talk service. There are two certified mechanics and a full-service mechanical shop for alignments, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, and front-end suspension. In April, Gouldsby Tire Service celebrates Brian Thompson's quarter century of exceptional service. 70 years of quality, trust, and service. Gouldsby Tire Service, 1 mile inside the loop on Highway 271. GouldsbyTire.com. That's GouldsbyTire.com. Gouldsby Tire Service.
It's legendary Tex-Mex food at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials, like Monday when kids 10 and under eat free with each adult meal. At Mercados in Tyler, Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
This is a good draft. This is a good draft. We all know the old deal. We'll wait and see how it plays. But based on what the results have been on paper here right now, the way we've got there, looking at hindsight and what have you, this is an outstanding draft. We have really helped our football team with this draft.
Well, that man needs no introduction. The Cowboys finished the draft over the weekend, and it's 4:34. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio, and now with the additions of their undrafted free agents, yeah, the Cowboys start a rookie mini camp this weekend.
All right.
Welcome back on a Tuesday afternoon, and none other than Mickey Spagnola That's joins right. us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Mick, what's up, man?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
What's doing up, great, Mickey. Mickey, was it a good draft?
It was a good draft. I will have to agree with Jerry. You know, they got nine guys in over the three rounds, I mean the 3 days of the draft. And if you think about it, they picked up four more players with draft choices they used in trade. So all in all, it's a 13-player haul. And obviously they're trying to, you know, follow their board while drafting for need. And as I pointed out before the draft, they had so many needs. If they just followed the board, they probably selected somebody they needed. And I think that's exactly what took place. Now, I'm sure you are aware, you know, I've never been big on drafting a guard in the first round, especially that high. And he's only the fourth guard in the Cowboys' 65 draft history that they have selected with a first-round pick. So, you know, when you first heard it, it was like, well, okay. And then when you meet the guy, when you find out about him, who he is, what he's about, it was like, well, I can see how just his personality, along with his play at Alabama, seduced the Cowboys to say, you know what, let's just follow the board. And even though he's a guard, we're going to select Tyler Booker in the first round.
Did you say in your column that he actually looked you up in the hall and introduced himself?
It was unbelievable, Bill. And, you know, when I was listening to when he showed up for his draft press conference, we were about 5 minutes in, and I wrote in my notes, I said, I don't think I've ever heard anything like this, meaning the first rounder in his first press conference. And then a little later, I'm going, this is really good. And I circled some stuff he said. And by 11 minutes, I go, is this guy for real? And it was either his sister or his aunt was sitting next to me in the press conference room on the aisle I was in. And I was going to get ready to nudge him and ask her, is this guy for real? I just couldn't believe his composure. His character, how he handled every question that was thrown at him, like, can you replace Zach Martin? And he basically said, I'm not here to replace Zach Martin. I'm here to be Tyler Booker, but I sure would like to learn as much as I can from Zach Martin. And it's like, great answer to the question that is unanswerable, right? You're not going to say, oh, yeah, I'm coming in to replace Zach Martin, right? So the next day, I'm walking from wherever I was down the hallway, and here he comes with his family. They're getting ready to go out the door here at the Star, and he sees me walking by, and I don't know, we had never met or anything, and he saw me, and he just walked up and says, hi, I'm Tyler Booker. Like I wouldn't have known, right? And so I introduced myself, told him what I did, and we must have stood there for 5 minutes talking, just kind of chitter-chatting, and his family was going out the door. They were outside, and he didn't mind. He was going to talk to me, and I'm going, that never happened. It sort of reminded me, Bill, when the Cowboys brought in Dez Bryant for his first day, and Bill Jones and I were doing some sort of wrap-up show for TV, and Dez got on the set with us, and we were interviewing him, and I was sitting there going, if he calls me sir one more time, I think I'm going to slap him, you know? But this guy his character was off the charts. And if he can play as well as he did at Alabama, they got themselves a winner, right, even if he's a guard.
Let's talk about rounds two and three before we break. Tell me about those two rounds, those two picks.
So Donovan Ezeraku, Boston College. I think this says enough about him. He was the ACC defensive player of the year. So they get a guy to come in at the defensive end spot, and he wasn't all about his sacks, although I believe, if I remember correctly, he had 16. And by the way, I saw him get a couple of those against Missouri when they played Boston College early in the season. But the other part of his game is he plays the run, which they needed to replace DeMarcus Lawrence, because DeMarcus Lawrence's best attribute this late in his career was playing the run, and God knows the Cowboys got to do a better job playing the run. And as for Savon Ravel, I was on to him, and I heard his story, and I was like, oh, the Cowboys, they need to take one of those second round, you know, bets on a guy that's coming off an injury, just like they did for some other guys, Bruce Carter and Sean Lee, guys that had injuries coming through the draft. And they get him in the third round. And, you know, he tore his ACL three games into this past season at East Carolina. But guess who did his surgery? Cowboys orthopedic surgeon Dan Cooper. And so the Cowboys know as much as anybody would know intimately about the surgery and probably just where he's at. So I was on to that guy, and I was going, this is the chance they need to take, because had he not hurt himself, and judging from the previous season, he had, this guy was going to be a first-round pick.
Mickey is with us on the Monsieur, on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. We're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. And it's 441 on the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
You know, if all you need from your bank is for them to accept your deposits and clear your checks, just about any bank will do. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser. But well, if you're an independent business owner like I am, and if you want to grow and prosper, chances are you're going to need more than that from your bank. In that case, where you bank matters a lot. And that's why I bank at Austin Bank. If you need lending capital to expand, to replace aging equipment, to solve an unexpected problem, or to seize a strategic opportunity, the out-of-town mega banks will likely just waste your time. But you'll have the full attention of a lending officer at Austin Bank, and you'll get a quick decision. Loans to locally owned independent businesses like yours and mine are at the very core of Austin Bank's asset portfolio. And a relationship with a banker who lives and works where you live and work will be one of your best assets. If your bank isn't meeting your needs, make an appointment with a banker at Austin Bank. Austin Bank, with you for good. They're member FDIC and online at austinbank.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For septic system installation, maintenance, and repair, there's no substitute for experience.
From servicing septic systems to working on existing ones to putting brand new ones in.
That's Joey Ridgel. He owns Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation.
And it doesn't make a difference whether it's an aerobic with spray irrigation or aerobic with drip irrigation or a conventional septic system with pipe and gravel or easy flow. I mean, whatever it is, we take care of it.
Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation can help you avoid expensive problems.
It's been our company policy since we started the company in 1997 to keep as much money in our client's pocket for as long as we can keep it in their pocket. We can get ahead of problems rather than trying to catch up to them.
Septic system design, installation, and maintenance. The very best in the business is Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation. See them online at joeyridgelsepticservice.com. RIDGLE, joeyridgelsepticservice.com.
A Tyler legend is now open on Sunday. Manny's Tex-Mex Cafe, 5th and Beckham. Great Mexican food, the best margaritas in East Texas, and sports. Manny's is now open 7 days a week. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 7, and all day long on Sunday. Try the patio. Manny's is now open on Sunday, and it's a great place to watch the games, enjoy the food, and their legendary margaritas in the Midtown Center, 5th and Beckham, Tyler. Living in rural East Texas is great, but weather is unpredictable. It can be particularly scary if you live outside of town. But Gas and Supply can take some of that worry away with propane. Propane will be there when you need it. It's safe, efficient, clean, and in most cases, less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it in bad weather. Gas and Supply is all over East Texas in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. Gas and Supply is also the welding headquarters in East Texas. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. How does Gas and Supply save you money on propane? They refill by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need without having to buy the whole cylinder. Think propane and remember American and locally owned Gas and Supply to keep your rural home or business running even when our weather turns nasty. Gas and Supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more. Close to you in 7 East Texas cities and online at gasandsupply.com. That's gasandsupply.com.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
Go back to the two free agents, you know, Javonte and Miles. Like, we were thrilled to get those guys. We know they've played the game. They've got traits. You know, they've been awesome the first 2 weeks. But it's a position you always want to build competition. It's a rugged position, and Will's already hit Jaden. The thing I'll say about Phil from our standpoint is the compliment to Jaden. But, you know, Clayton being around James Conner. I'm not comparing him to James Conner, but some of the things we can do from the gap schemes and things like that are things that we saw Phil do at Clemson. We really like that.
Brian Schottenheimer, the new Cowboys coach. Day three of the draft, they took two running backs. Mickey is with us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. We're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio. All right, Mick, let's take on day three now, beginning with running back Jaden Blue in the fifth round from the Longhorns.
Got to love that one, right? You know them Longhorns, and this kid can really scoot. I believe it was 4.38 40 at the combine. Catches the ball well out of the backfield. Now, I did have a little fumbleitis this past year at UT, but I think, you know, correcting some fundamentals, you can probably get that fixed. But he gives them a dimension of speed at the running back position on the offense that they really didn't have other than Kevontae Turpin. So I think that was, for being in the fifth round and having seen running backs that they might have taken go off the board in the first two rounds and before they even had an opportunity to draft, I want to say that four of the running backs that they would have been interested got taken before they ever got to their second round pick. So the fact that they get him and then, have a Shamar James, the linebacker from Florida, pretty talented, didn't put up big numbers, but it's not all about the numbers. And then got big on that third day with the Johnny Cornelius, Jay Toya, even the running back, Phil Marfa, 334-pound running back. Along with Tommy Akinbusote. I got it out.
Yeah, there you go.
Try. another guy that's huge, a defensive tackle. So I see speed, I see size, and most of these guys I see character. If I'm counting correctly, at least three to four of those guys were team captains their final year in college.
What about the undrafted free agents? Anybody stand out among that group?
Well, I'm just working on a story, and I don't know if you guys know it. The tight end from Virginia, Tyler Neville, he played 3 years at Harvard and transferred to Virginia, but from the age of two to the age of 18, he had 20 surgeries. And if there's a guy to pull for, it's this guy who was born deaf and had to have multiple surgeries, putting in and adjusting ear tubes so he could hear, ended up with a weird deformity of his chest cave where the rib cage and the breastplate were growing inward instead of outward. They had to put a metal bar to reinforce his chest because the pressure was on his lungs and heart, and had that surgery around 15 years old. And then how about this? A year later, he is diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. He's got to go through treatment, but he can't go through radiation because of the metal bar they put him, so he had to go through chemo. And he gets through all that and still wants to play football after they took the bar out and ends up graduating from Harvard and gets a last year at Virginia.
Wow. Okay.
He's a tight end, and I was talking to Lunda Wells, and he said that he recognized the guy as an undrafted free agent before he ever heard the story. And he said, now that I heard the story after I saw what I liked on tape, He said, I'm honored to be part of his journey to see if he can make it to the NFL.
Wow, that's great. Mickey, they didn't take a wide receiver, so what happens now in your opinion?
Well, I think they keep their eyes on the free agents, veteran free agents. You know, guys like Amari Cooper. There's about three or four guys out there that have some skins on the wall. But the other thing they're looking at is if they were right about trading a fourth-round pick for Jonathan Mingo, the Panthers' second-round pick 2 years ago, that maybe they've got a guy that can fill that spot. And then the other notion is Brian Schottenheimer, the way he's devising his offense, he thinks he can do more with Kevontae Turpin as a true wide receiver, not just a returner that we hand the ball to and throw maybe a pass or two to him. He thinks that he has developed enough as a wide receiver to be a threat as a number two, number three receiver. So they've got that in their back pocket, but free agency's not over with. And think about this, with the number of wide receivers drafted, they're going to be some veteran guys cut too. So they'll keep their eyes open, knowing that if they can bring in a veteran guy, Bill, same thing probably at the cornerback position. If they can bring in a veteran cornerback, not knowing when Trayvon Diggs is going to be ready. The same with Josh Butler. They're banking on Kalen Carson getting back to where he was when he earned the right to be on the team in training camp and then suffered that shoulder injury. So they'll keep their eyes out for a cornerback and a wide receiver.
Mick, I'll wrap it up with this. Jerry has always professed his love for Deion Sanders. Was there any kind of a scenario that would have landed Shedeur Sanders in Dallas during this draft?
I think that, you know, if they felt like they can do a lark and they were an established team and that they could basically just kind of forfeit a draft choice to do that, they might have. But I think when they got to be very realistic about things they needed in the draft, I think that if the conversation ever came up, that they would talk themselves out of it. It just was something that they didn't need the circus, and they didn't need a quarterback who might come in here and think he's the starter. And with all his traveling roadshow that he drags along, including Deion Sanders hovering overhead, I think, you know, people would have been more realistic in their thoughts about taking him.
Yeah.
Sort of the way the rest of the league was, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Need adults in the room. This team needs adults in the room now, yeah. Do they not?
Oh, absolutely. And don't need the guy that's going to be your backup quarterback traveling around in the best car at the complex and bringing in his own video group so they can continue doing documentaries on his life. Yeah. That's the last thing they need.
Mick, we'll see you next week, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay,
man.
See ya.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, it's too much of it.
5 o'clock hour, got a piece of audio with Bill Belichick I'm going to play.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't see it, but CBS Sunday Morning, they interviewed Bill and his 24-year-old Jordan Hudson.
I saw some of the
girlfriend, clips. Companion, whatever the heck she is. And she's answering the questions. And
Bill didn't come off looking too good in that.
Bill didn't come off looking too good.
Yeah, I saw clips of that stuff. I'm not sure what that was about.
He looks like an old man.
Yep.
And looks like an old man who's being led around.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll leave it at that.
Yep.
And by all reports, she's kind of large and in charge right now at the University of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, you got to run. If I'm University of North Carolina,
they got to run out of
it. If they can get through this one season, man, you got to run away from this. This is a college campus, man. You don't need this. A 70-something-year-old guy dating a 24-year-old, this is on a college campus.
And she's running things.
Come on, man. I mean, really? I mean, you can't have me. I know college athletics has changed.
Yeah.
But come on. Come on now. We're talking young men, 18, 19 year old kids. Mm-hmm. They don't need to be around that kind of crap. Come on now. Gotta do something about that. I'm going, man, I'll play that piece of audio for you. 5 o'clock hour includes trivia and more on 92.1 FM, The Team.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.